The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? My name is David EJ Berger. You can find me at Carl Jr. on Twitter. And welcome to Training Camp Dialed In. I'll be featuring phone calls with NFL writers and reporters from the actual sidelines of camp, getting their firsthand accounts of the action from a fantasy perspective. This is the place to be all month long, so you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Authority feed, the exclusive home of this super short run, super niche, and super essential podcast for the month of August. And we are back. We are back. Tick, tick, tick. The clock is ticking down. Until you were on the clock, it's so close to go time, people. It might have already been go time in your less serious leagues or leagues that, you know, maybe you feel some kind of way about. But your main home leagues, they hate it. They hate drafting before all the preseason games are played. They don't want to risk injury. Your keeper deadlines are probably just happening now if you're in a keeper league. A lot of you guys wait till the night before kickoff. It's so close. That's why you need information like you're going to get on today's show. This episode is critical to your draft. Today, we're talking about the Denver Broncos, Javonte, Sutton, Russ. I'm not saying let's ride. Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Let's ride. Oh, I did it. Dang it. Jerry Jeudy is on this team. These guys have their own stands, their own narratives, their own takes out there, but you need the real deal. Information from someone that's had eyes and ears at camp all month, and that's exactly what you're getting today. I dialed up Zach Stevens. You can find him at Zach Stevens DNVR on Twitter. He's the Denver Broncos beat reporter for DNVR Broncos and DNVR Sports. Chances are, if you're a degen that listens to this podcast, you've been scouring the timeline looking for information, and you know this guy Zach. He's one of the best in the biz. This is exciting. He's about to deliver the definitive guide to the 2022 Denver Broncos. What are we waiting for? Let's bring him on, ladies and gentlemen. Zach Stevens.
Hey there.
Hey Zach,
what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for talking to me once again. We get so much information from you that's helped our draft every year, and I really can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak with me year after year.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I enjoy being on.
All right, Zach. Well, normally we talk a little earlier in camp, but I've purposely waited to hit you up to now when it's essentially go time, Zach. I mean, drafts are happening, and I wanted to have a lot of data in because this is a team with a lot of decision points for drafters. Let's start with this offense as a whole. Toss out last year, and we're going to dig into this year. New head coach Nathaniel Hackett. What are they putting together in terms of scheme, formations? Are you seeing a lot of three wide, two tight end look? You know, how is this offense coming together in Denver, and how much should we expect of what we saw in Green Bay transferring over, you know, with Hackett moving from Green Bay to Denver?
Yeah, we're seeing everything, and we're seeing a lot of two tight ends. We're seeing a lot of three receivers. Typically, there's always someone in the backfield, but occasionally we're seeing five wideout sets. We're seeing guys, we're seeing so many different formations. And what this Broncos offense is going to be is it's going to be a mix of what we saw in Green Bay last year and what Russell Wilson likes to do. So a lot of movement with the offense, a lot of movement with the quarterback, because that's what Russ brings. And it should be a very fun offense.
Russell Wilson is obviously, you know, a huge acquisition, and I think that people forget his best season was actually only 2 years ago when he had just over 4,200 yards passing, 40 touchdowns on 558 attempts. He also rushed for over 500 yards to get that rushing floor. Like I said, people might forget that. So it seems like he should be good to go here in Denver. I'm going to skip saying let's ride. I'm not going to say it, Zach. I'm not going to say let's ride. I'm not going to do it. From what you've seen, what should we expect from Russ? You know, is he going to cook, as they say, this year?
You know what? Nathaniel Hackett is going to let Russ cook like no other this year. I expect potentially career-high numbers for Russell Wilson this year because the Broncos want to make Russell Wilson happy, and Nathaniel Hackett wants to cater this to Russell Wilson. So while the Broncos have a good running game, I really expect a true balance in this offense come next year. I think this year is going to be all about Russell Wilson. So when we're talking about, I think Russell Wilson's over under for this year is set at 4,100. I like the over there. He's going to eclipse 30 touchdowns. He's not a guy that throws interceptions. So in terms of fantasy and looking at numbers, big time numbers, I think this is going to be Russ's year where he could really have a career year in maybe every single category.
And what about that rushing floor? Are we seeing Russ, you know, a little bit more confident, maybe tuck it and running it this year? You know, he had a little bit of injury last season, but, you know, is he full go with those legs? You know, people love the, you know, the Konami code QBs.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to see Russ run too much. Now, he still has that in his back pocket, and there's games where he's going to be picking up 40 yards on the ground. But we're not going to see Russ consistently running for 500 yards in this offense. They want to keep Russ in the pocket as much as possible. Now, one of the things that makes Russ great, and maybe he's even the best in the league at, is when he escapes the pocket, how good he is. But the Broncos are really going to try to make sure that when he escapes that pocket, he's throwing the ball, not running the ball, because they really want him to play another decade here. And so they're really going to focus on not using his legs to win games.
You mentioned that pocket. How's the line shaping up in Denver?
Oh, boy, it is. It's a little shaky. And I really think this offensive line is going to be what carries or breaks this team this year, because they have the receivers, even with Tim Patrick being down. They have the running game. They obviously have the quarterback. And I got to say, this line, there's pieces of it where you feel okay, like left tackle, you feel fine. Left guard, you feel fine with Dalton Risner. But the right side of the line, specifically right tackle, is a massive question mark. Right now, the Broncos are working with Calvin Anderson as their right tackle because Billy Turner still isn't fully healthy. And Tom Compton, another guy they brought in to rotate at right tackle, he's on the PUP to start the season. And Calvin Anderson has not been looking good recently. So they've been rotating in Cam Fleming, who would be their fourth or fifth option at right tackle entering this year. So that is something very scary there. That can make Russ be on the move a lot more. So this offensive line, they have talent to be good, but they've also been pretty shaky here throughout camp. So that's going to be what carries this team.
Well, we're pocketing that information into one of our biggest decision points. This is one of the biggest decision points, you know, in all of fantasy. One of the hottest debates out there is Javonte Williams going to be worth his current ADP with Melvin Gordon still on the scene and very much involved. Seemingly, you know, there's been talk of it's going to be a 65-35 split, but it's also been all over the place, as high as 70, as low as 55%. You're there on the ground and you're one of the best in the biz, Zach. You know, how have these guys looked, and what should we expect from Javonte and Melvin this season?
Man, I mean, I think you said it with a couple of words there. Melvin Gordon is going to be very involved. That is what is going to happen. Now, Javonte Williams is going to be the starting running back, but I kind of expect it to just be flipped from what it was last year. Melvin Gordon was the starter every single game but one when he wasn't healthy, and yet they split the carries. Literally, each running back had 201 carries last year. I expect Javonte to be the starter this year, so that part is flipped, but I expect it to be very close to 50-50. Now, I do think Javonte ends up getting 55% of the carries, but Melvin Gordon is going to be very, very involved. So I like Javonte Williams in a dynasty play because I think he's really going to take over next year and the year after and be that guy. But if you're talking about just for 1 year drafting him super high, I even seen some people saying he's a first round guy. That scares me just because of how shared this team is going to be. And also, what you have to remember, one of the things that makes Melvin Gordon great is he is so good in the red zone. He's so good at finding the end zone. If this new Broncos coaching staff feels that same way, then you're just going to have points taken off the board from Javonte in the red zone.
As one of the guys more the pass catching back, although I feel like they both have pass catching ability, but you know, from what you've seen is one guy maybe more, you know, on that third down roll or just, you know, Russ's favorite target a little bit more.
Yeah, typically you would think that Melvin would be that guy, but I have to say this training camp, it's pretty even as well. So that neither one of them stand out from the other in terms of that. And interestingly enough, you would have said Melvin would have been that guy, but they've really been getting 33 the ball out of the backfield.
And what about potentially passing at the goal line in this offense? I know Hackett, I believe I heard on the radio Hackett's dad, he passed a lot from the goal line. So I don't know, you know, this is like a heritage narrative, but are we seeing a lot of, you know, passing at the goal line that could potentially siphon, you know, touchdowns away from either of these guys?
Well, Nathaniel Hackett's dad, Paul, has been on the practice field many times throughout training camp and the preseason. And I don't know if that's having an impact on it, but I'll tell you what, I do think this team is going to pass in the red zone a lot from everything that I've seen. They trust Russell Wilson more than anyone on this team. And also, Russell Wilson is, Nathaniel Hackett gives him play calls, but ultimately Russell Wilson is the one that decides what play they're running. And Russell Wilson, I think he wants to stick it to the Seahawks. I think he wants to stick it to the NFL. I think he wants a few MVP votes, if not to win the MVP. And how do you do that? Well, you put up numbers. And how do you do that? Well, you pass the ball, especially when you're in the red zone, or as Nathaniel Hackett calls it, the gold zone. So I would expect, like I said earlier, Russell Wilson is going to put up numbers, and that's going to come in the red zone.
If he puts up numbers, that's going to be great for wide receivers in this room and in our lineups. Cortland Sutton is going ahead of Jerry Jeudy, but not much further ahead. And word on the street is that Sutton appears to be Russell's favorite target. This year's Bible narrative, if you would, Zach. And Jerry Jeudy could have been a slight odd man out if Tim Patrick didn't get hurt. KJ Hamler seems to me like he could be a sneaky play as Russ's Tyler Lockett replacement. You know, who's going to be the target hog here? And, you know, how is this going to play out?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I would say before Tim Patrick got hurt, two of those three receivers were going to have a very big year, 1,000 yards. And the other one may have a drop-off year or just, you know, 800 yards. But now with Tim Patrick out, all the pressure is on Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy to be big time players. And honestly, from a fantasy perspective, I like both of them pretty much neck and neck. So if you can get Jerry Jeudy at more of a value, that's the way I would go, because I also think Jeudy has a higher ceiling here. Now, he also has a lower floor. So if you don't want to take a risk, you take Cortland Sutton. If you want that higher play, you go Jerry Jeudy, especially if you're in a dynasty league looking forward into the future. And I think both of these guys should absolutely have 1,000-yard seasons. And KJ Hamler, you mentioned him. He is the ultimate boom or bust guy on this team. He is the big play threat. Russell Wilson throws a great deep ball. No one can capitalize on that more on this Broncos team than KJ Hamler. However, he's coming off a brutal injury where he had two major surgeries done in the offseason. He's just starting to fully practice in team periods right now. He has not been a full participant for an entire week of practice yet. So he's someone that's not going to be full go come week one. Now, he probably will see the field week one, but they're going to slowly work him in. So if you can get KJ at a value, you're really going for a huge boomer bust. And he's a guy where one week he may get you 1 point. Another week he may have 150 yards and two touchdowns, but it's all going to be dependent on his health. And so far, his health is not held up in the NFL.
What about a guy like Seth Williams? You know, if they're going to throw it in the red zone, he's kind of a big body. Is he going to make the team here? Could he be a sneaky, sneaky, sneaky play?
Yeah, I think you're right. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky play. You're diving in deep here. I love it. Seth Williams, right now, I don't have him making this roster. There's guys like Brandon Johnson, Kendall Hinton. In terms of fantasy plays, you can probably get those guys. I should say you absolutely can get any of those guys undrafted. And so maybe one of them starts popping off, but like I said, all of the focus and pressure is going to be on Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, and then kind of a mix of these tight ends.
Well, let's round to the finish with those tight ends. People are high on Alberto, but it sounds like he's not in the doghouse per se, but has some work to do. People also like Greg Dulcich, but he's still hurt, I believe. There's a lot of high hopes for these tight ends in Denver, especially if, you know, it's going to be concentrated on those two wide receivers with Hamler coming along. It sounds like these guys could get targets. What are we expecting from these two guys in the tight end room?
Man, you know your stuff. You're spot on about the Broncos tight end room. I think you said it perfectly. It's not that Alberto's in the doghouse, but he kind of is. That's exactly how this has been in training camp for him, because he has not proven that he's improved his blocking. And that's something that the Broncos really wanted to see, and they have not seen that yet. We know Alberto, 6'5", 240 pounds, and he runs at 4'4", 940. He can be a very explosive threat on this Broncos offense, but his opportunities are going to be limited. He had great chemistry with Russell Wilson in OTAs and in the offseason. It's kind of come back to earth in training camp. So where I had really high expectations for him coming into camp, those have kind of mellowed out a bit. And Greg Dulcich, the coaching staff loves him. However, like you said, he's not healthy, dealing with the hamstring injury, and the hamstrings flared up when he's tried to come back. So they're really taking it slow with him. If I'm going with the tight end with the Broncos, I am going to go Alberto. I'm not going to overdraft him though. And if you're looking for a future play, Greg Dulcich is that guy in dynasty leagues, just because of how much this coaching staff absolutely loves him.
I love it, Zach. Great stuff. I have one final question and we're going to get you out of here, but it's a bit of a toughie. Okay, I'm gonna make you put yourself out there. What's your boldest fantasy prediction for this Broncos team in 2022?
Oh boy, I love that question. I'm gonna say Russell Wilson has a career year, and he is someone that you absolutely want on this team. Like I said, they are going to let Russ cook, and Russ is going to take advantage of that. His numbers should be through the roof this year.
I love it, Zach. Thank you so much once again. And where can people find all your stuff?
I'm over on Twitter at Zach Stevens DNVR.
Zach, thank you. You are one of the best in the biz, and I love speaking with you. And I see you up and down the timeline. People are loving your reporting, so I think that's awesome. And keep doing what you're doing, because people love it, and we need it, Zach. We need it.
Oh, hey, I really appreciate that. That means so much, and I love being on this.
All right. Thanks, Zach, and have a great season.
Right on. You too. Thank you.
Russell Wilson is going to cook. You are now dialed in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.